Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
It's Brahma Talk and Coach Dan Wildfong on the line with us. Coach Dan, got to be doing good this week, right?
Yeah, we have a game tonight, so but last week was great.
The big story right now, the Brahmas get two wins over the weekend, and not just by a small margin, but very, very convincing wins as they pick up a win 4-1 on Friday night and then 4-0 on Saturday night, only allowing the Bulls, the Amarillo Bulls, the number one team in the division, only one allowed goal throughout the entirety of the contest. And starting off on Friday night, the lead was taken by Matt Lysen, the number 21, the captain for the Lone Star Brahmas, who has continued to improve. And no doubt about it, obviously, when he puts in a hat trick before anybody else gets a point on the board.
Yeah, Matty's been playing really well for us. You know, he's starting to really put the puck in the net. I think if you looked at the last 15 points that our team has gotten, he's been in probably on 13 of them. So he's, you know, he's been really leading this team offensively. And, you know, he's just been a character guy for us all year.
Well, and one of the things that, you know, I didn't get to watch the game on Friday night, but I tuned in on Saturday night, and one big note that I had to make was not a whole lot of shots taken, but the shots that were taken were all quality.
Yeah, I think Amarillo does a good job of keeping shots to the outside, and we finally got to the dirty areas and scored some dirty goals. You know, we got pucks to the net, and we had numbers, and we scored some nice goals. So nice to see that. Hopefully this will continue, and light bulbs will go off in guys' heads to understand that's where you have to score in this league.
You know, I know that you stay busy throughout the entirety of the game, but I texted you in between the second and third periods during that intermission just to strictly say the boys are looking fantastic. They were bringing a lot of body, and seeing what felt to me as a much more physical and fully rounded team that we really haven't seen so far this season.
We really were aggressive. We were jumping on loose pucks more than we have. We have been kind of hesitant of when to go and when not to go, so you know, there'll be another good test for us tonight on the road against Wichita Falls. But you know, I thought we did a really good job over the weekend jumping the loose pucks and you know, making things happen. When we did get the puck, we just didn't throw it.
And one of the you know, I say one, they looked probably the best well-rounded that we've seen all season. You know, I had to ask the question, what lit the fire underneath them to step up the game as much as they did?
Well, I think they've been close in some of these games, but anytime you're playing the top team in the league, you end up bringing everything you got, and it's not hard getting up for those games. So I think we were, you know, we were amped up and ready to go before the pucks dropped. I know, you know, Amarillo had a little bit of trouble with their bus and stuff, so I don't know how that affected them, but obviously they, you know, they didn't play a shabby game either. It's not like they're a top team in the league for a reason. They work hard, and they're very disciplined in their system. So I was really happy with our weekend.
Yeah, you have to be very pleased overall, especially with the fact that a lot of people up north listening to this right now don't realize that we have had some of the worst weather that Texas has seen probably in the past couple years, getting a huge amount of sleet that came through, ended up just forming a layer of ice, and still even today from last Thursday when everything began, still have ton of ice on the road. So thank you to Fast Hockey and the Brahmas for getting that game up on Friday to make it watchable for free to season ticket holders. And then on Saturday, I tuned in as well. And so thank you again. But, you know, not a whole lot of fans were able to come out due to the icy roads, especially on the overpasses and things like that up in the North Richland Hills area. So it was awesome to be able to sit at home and still feel the excitement of the Brahmas taking home a win.
Yeah. You know, obviously these roads were tough, and we actually, our staff had to go pick up Amarillo because their bus got broke down twice. So, you know, it's conditions that obviously doesn't help player fans get into the game, but it was at the end of the day, the people that did come to the NITEX got a good show, and I was very surprised all the teddy bears that were on the ice, even with the little number of people we had. Looks like people really helped out and supported that, and looks like Friday we're going to have the teddy bear toss again to for the people that missed it and did buy teddy bears for that event.
And it should be a very, very nice night overall on Friday, so we want to encourage you to bring your teddy bears for the teddy bear toss. Again, all those teddy bears will go to help out the less fortunate children. And one of the things that people can go check out over on, I think, the Facebook page for the Lone Star Brahmas, the fact that y'all also had so much ice that y'all didn't even have to skate on the interior of the building. Y'all were able to go out in the parking lot as well.
Yeah, there was people when I was pulling out there skating outside the rink. So I never thought I'd ever see that down here. But it did happen. I got a couple pictures, so good for the memory books.
Yeah, I mentioned to you off air that I had the opportunity to skate up and down my own street in my hometown, and that's not something that I would have ever imagined doing. I didn't hit a patch of pavement one single time the entirety of the hour I was out there, but it was such a fun time to be able to go out and get on the ice a little bit.
Yeah, that's good. It's good for people to experience that once in a while.
Well, once in a lifetime.
In Canada,
well, you can say once in a lifetime.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, yeah, the Canadians and all of the people up there in Minnesota, things like that, they have a tendency to get sick of this weather more so than try to enjoy it to the fullest extent. But luckily enough, everything's getting back to normal, and y'all will be heading up to Wichita Falls tonight, correct?
Yes.
And what time's game start for that?
I believe it's 7 o'clock start.
So puck drop around 7 o'clock, and what do you expect to see from Wichita Falls tonight?
They're a very skilled team up front. You know, we got beat pretty heavily in that building last time, so we got something to prove there. So, you know, they always have seemed to you know, make the power play work every time against us. So we got to make sure we're ready for their power play, and our penalty kill. It's got to be sharp.
And being that you're coming off of those wins against the Amarillo Bulls, do you think that that gives you a little bit more incentive, or at least a little more confidence heading into this game?
Well, I think it just gives anytime you have confidence, you're going to play better. So, you know, we expect obviously to carry some of that confidence into tonight's game, and you know, and keep moving, keep making steps forward. We obviously know it's not going to be easy. I think we understand our work ethic is what got it done last weekend. So we got to really consider that it's nothing but our work ethic that's going to get it done tonight as well.
Well, very good. And this week, of course, we've already mentioned the captain there, but a lot of other players been making some very good progress on the ice.
Yeah, obviously we had TJ Black ended up being player of the week for the South. So,
and I have to say, probably one of the best moves that y'all made. No, TJ Black has been a tremendous goalie for y'all.
Yeah, he's been good. You know, when we do have a breakdown, he seems to be that guy. He seems to be give us a calming presence back there, and he makes the big saves. So, you know, we're very happy that the way he's really came in there and stepped up his game.
Well, Coach, I'm going to go ahead and let you get out of here. I know that you got some things to prep for before you hit the road heading to Wichita Falls, but want to thank you so much for joining us. Big, big, big congratulations on the awesome wins over the weekend, and we look forward to seeing the Brahmas bring a win back home tonight.
All right, sounds good. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, Coach Dan Wildfong, for joining us.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go, there we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Go, bud, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys, come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook. Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.